As you can see, we are here at the Buddhavihara, but the temple, or community room, is dedicated to Dr. Ambedkar. He was born in 1891 in India into the Dalit caste, previously negatively termed the untouchables, and as such he would have been refused an education. But as the son of a man serving in the British Army, he was required to receive an education. He studied hard and achieved high academic success, overcoming numerous social and financial obstacles. Dr. Ambedkar became one of the first untouchables to obtain a college education in India, eventually earning a law degree and multiple doctorates for his study and research in law, economics and political science from Columbia University, as well as the London School of Economics. Dr. Ambedkar returned home a famous scholar and practiced law for a few years before publishing journals advocating political rights and social freedom for India's untouchables. He became a key political figure in the fight for the rights of India's untouchables and held many conferences for the oppressed. He formed the Independent Labour Party in 1936 and protested against the term Harijans, or Children of God, as termed by Gandhi. In the 1950s, Dr. Ambedkar visited Sri Lanka and turned his attention to Buddhism, and attended a meeting of Buddhist scholars and monks. While dedicating a new Buddhist vihara near Pune, Dr. Ambedkar announced that he was writing a book on Buddhism, and that as soon as it was finished, he planned to make a formal conversion to Buddhism. After meetings with a Sri Lankan Buddhist monk, Dr. Ambedkar organised a formal public ceremony for himself and his supporters in Nagpur on October 14, 1956. Accepting the three refuges and five precepts from a Buddhist monk in the traditional manner, Dr. Ambedkar completed his own conversion. He then proceeded to convert an estimated 500,000 of his supporters who were gathered around him. Taking the 22 vows, Dr. Ambedkar and his supporters explicitly condemned and rejected Hinduism and Hindu philosophy. He then travelled to Kathmandu in Nepal to attend the Fourth World Buddhist Conference. He completed his final manuscript on December 2, 1956. He had been suffering from diabetes since 1948 and his health had been deteriorating. From June to October 1954, he had been bedridden and his political pressures had taken a toll on his health. 3 days after completing his final manuscript, The Buddha and His Dhamma, Dr. Ambedkar died on December 6, 1956, at his home in Delhi, just 3 months after converting to Buddhism. As you look around temple grounds, you will see a statue of Dr. Ambedkar holding his manuscript of the book that he completed prior to his death.